We begin with our prelude, Shine Advent Candle, by the Word of Life Choirs.
The opening hymn is number 349, Hark the Glad Sound, the Savior Comes.
Hark the Glad Sound, the Savior Comes is Lutheran Service Book number 349, Lutheran Worship number 29, and the Lutheran Hymnal number 66.
Please rise. Since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three.
The greatest of these is love.
Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Prepare the way of the Lord.
Make straight the desert and highway for our God.
Shower, O heavens, from above, and let the clouds rain down righteousness.
Let the earth open, that salvation and righteousness may be everywhere.
Since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. You may be seated. This morning we have a special number that is going to be brought by two of our eighth graders at Word of Life, and it is called A Christmas Lullaby, and it has a subtitle, I Will Lead You Home. Continue on page 3 of your worship folder with the Old Testament canticle, Isaiah 61, and we will sing it according to tone E, and the organ will introduce the tone, and we will follow singing throughout.
Jesus Christ.
Letter of John in the fourth chapter. We begin reading at verse 7. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world, that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf will hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor will have the good news. The second reading is from the 11th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. We begin reading at verse 2. When John heard in prison what Christ was doing, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?" Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me." As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. "What did you go out into the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No, those who wear fine clothes are in king's palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' I tell you the truth. Among those born of women, there has not yet risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch."
This is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness.
"He shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land."
This is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness.
"Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The hymn is "Come Thou Long Expected Jesus," Lutheran Service Book 338, Lutheran Worship 22, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you ever wonder if you're loved? In one of the episodes of a popular situation comedy, Everybody Loves Raymond, Raymond's less than fully functional family was discussing whether they said, I love you, and what it meant. They took turns evaluating and excusing their lack of saying, I love you. And Raymond says that he says, I love you all the time, to which his disbelieving wife opens her eyes wide and looks at him and says, When do you say it? And he says, with my eyes. Well, I think one of the best lines of the 9 years of that season. With my eyes. Then there's a big laugh in the laugh track. When no one says, I love you, human life can seem pretty empty. Or when it's said offhandedly, meaning nothing, life can be pretty discouraging. When it's said and something else is done, when someone says, I love you, and then they act in a fashion as if they don't, it gets pretty frustrating. When those close to us who are supposed to love us don't say that they love us and don't demonstrate in any meaningful way that they love us, we wonder what's wrong with us. We know that children who grow up without love look for what's wrong with them. They come to believe that no one will love them because of who they are and what they do. They believe that no one loves them and that it's their fault. So far in this Advent season, we have talked about two of the three great qualities that God gives. We've talked about hope and faith. Today we're talking about love, that we are located in love, not just located, but surrounded by love, by our Father's love. And think what a great surprise that truly is. Now, unlike children who believe that they are unloved because they are unworthy, we know that we are unworthy. And yet, we are lavishly loved. We know that we have spoken empty words of love for our faithful Father, and yet he loves us fully. We know that we haven't even demonstrated our love with our eyes, because they and our hearts are so easily distracted and held by the false loves of this world, by the pursuit of its pleasures and its treasures. We have even kidded ourselves, and this is one that our sinful nature so easily is satisfied by and really likes this one. We kid ourselves that we love God, and yet if we look at our lives, we see that our mind and our strength and our soul and our hearts are set on ourselves, on our goals for our lives, what we want, and not what God wants. No, we know that if there is love to be passed around, we deserve none, for we have truly shown and shared none. We're like that character in the situation comedy who brings his wife flowers after he has done something to offend her. And instead of saying, "Here, this is because I have hurt you," usually he says, "I hope you can forgive me." Or, if it's one of those really broad comedies, when she takes the flowers and gives him a big hug and says, "Oh, honey," he turns to the camera and gives him a thumbs up as if, "Boy, I sure missed the bullet on that one." No, we know that even when we have tried to show love, we've really done it in self-interest. But look at what our Father has done for us. In love, he sent his one and only Son into the world. God does not just say, "I love you." He puts himself on the line for us, coming as one, not simply being willing to die for us, but coming as one planning to die for us, coming as one setting his will to be that he dies for us, doing what our Lord Jesus says, laying down his life of his own accord in love for those who do not love him, in order to reconcile them, that's us, to himself. Reconcile. Taking away the reason for there being a division. Changing us from his enemies into friends. Changing us from dead in trespasses and sins to alive. From aliens to family. God's love for us is a love which does. We read from 1 John chapter 4, God is love. In chapter 3, one of my favorite passages from that epistle. See what manner of love the Father has for us, that we should be called the children of God. The lavish love that the Father has for us is not only that he comes and says he loves us as a father, but in that very declaration makes us his children. He is one who does for us what a father does for his dearly loved children, who provides and cares for us. In the gospel lesson that was read earlier from Matthew chapter 11, John the Baptist asks the question of Jesus, "Are you the one who is to come? Or should we look for another?" He said this after he saw Jesus doing his ministry. He was expecting Jesus to come and to show the anger and the wrath of God over the lovelessness of his people. But Jesus comes and instead tells John's disciples to go back and report to him what they hear and what they see. Lame walk, the deaf hear. The poor have the good news preached to them, even the dead are raised. Jesus quotes from Isaiah 35, what the Messiah will do, what the very one who is the presence of the Father in the world, the Son of God himself, will do, is to carry out the love that the Father has for his children. And this love that our Father has for us, as Jesus demonstrates it to us, is not a love that is spoken just once. You've all heard the bad joke about the man who never told his wife in 50 years of marriage that he loved her. When after 50 years she confronts him with that fact, he says, "Well, dear, I said I loved you on the day that we were married. If anything changes, I'll tell you." It's not a real convincing argument. Our Father says to us each day, "I love you." He says to us in His Word, "I have given my Son to die for you, my beloved Son whom I sent into this world, loving you into forgiveness through His death." He says to us in our baptism, "I baptize you," or "I love you," into being my holy child, chosen there, cleansed there. In the Holy Supper, Jesus says to us, "This is my body and this is my blood given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins," or "I love you. I love you into providing for you the strength that you need for your way every day. Strength for your faith, continuance of your hope." For the love of the Father is not just love which happens only in the past and up till now. The love which the Father has for us is an eternal love. He loves us into the future. He loves us into Christ's coming again. And in this Advent season, that's one of those comings of our Lord Jesus that we prepare for. And we prepare for that coming by remembering that our God loves us in Christ in His first coming as our Savior, so that He might love us again and again and again, day by day, into the day of His coming, into the day of our resurrection, into the eternal heaven that He has in mind for us. So what's our location in this Advent season? Our location is grounded in hope, sustained in faith, surrounded by the love of our Father. We are located in our Father's love in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. The offering will now be received.
Ascension Lutheran Church is located at 5347 Donwood Avenue at Eichelberger Street in Southwest St. Louis, and is a member congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and a sponsoring congregation of Word of Life Lutheran School. For more information about Ascension, please contact the church office at area code 314-832-5600 or visit us on the web at ascensionstl.com. That's ascensionstl.com.
We continue on the bottom of page 7 of your worship folder with the prayers. Please rise. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gifts of faith, for salvation, the hope of righteousness, and love toward God and neighbor, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Church throughout the world, that the Bride of Christ announced to the world the advent of salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of all people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those in any need, for those who labor, for the hungry and homeless, for the sick and dying, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who have requested our prayers, for our sisters Mary and Darlene and Dorothy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For these and all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus Christ, we implore you to hear our prayers and to lighten the darkness of our hearts by your gracious visitation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Gracious Jesus, our Lord and our God, at this hour you bore our sins in your own body on the tree, so that we, being dead to sin, might live unto righteousness. Have mercy upon us now and at the hour of our death, and grant to us, your servants, with all others who devoutly remember your blessed passion, a holy and peaceful life in this world, and through your grace, eternal glory in the life to come, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you. Amen.
The closing hymn is Not Unto Us from Lutheran Service Book 558. Not Unto Us.
Thank you.
It's been our pleasure to bring you this live worship service of Ascension Lutheran Church, St. Louis, Missouri, over AM 850 KFUO. Have a good day in the Lord.